This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to your Fantasy Football Scout Q&A ahead of Game Week 33. Thanks for coughing during my intro, Sam. Very professional as always. How are you?
Oh, I'm so tired today, Az.
Well, one of the first questions, FPL Macam, hello, what's Sam's dramas today? Well, your drama today is that you're knackered, right?
I'm knackered, yeah.
Went to Villa Park last night, I hear, and football tournament today.
Went to Villa Park last night, yeah, for the game, which was great. And then mum life today. Max had a football tournament, so I was like, I have to be back for the first match. So I got one of the other mums to pick him up for me so that he could get to the tournament early and do the warm-up. And I was like, I have to be there at 10. Mm. That required me getting up at 6:30 to leave Birmingham to drive home. And I got quite lucky. The traffic was great all the way home. It was an absolute nightmare yesterday getting up there, but coming home today was fine.
I was up at 6:30 on the driving down to the FPL show. Had some makeup put on.
As I have not had enough sleep. You know when you get in from a football match, you tell me somebody that can go straight to sleep after a football match.
No, you're hyped.
Too buzzing. So I don't know how many hours sleep I've had. Not enough. So there's bags under my eyes. I'm really tired. I wanted to bring Gabrielle this week. He's not been spotted in training. I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
I've got two transfers and no money. I don't know what I'm doing either. Yeah, same.
I've got two transfers and Gabrielle was coming in. Now what am I supposed to do?
Let's hope we can answer other people's questions better than we can answer our own team. Crabs, Goats and Goats says, please, Az, why is the black box video private this week? That is because Mark pulled out last minute, basically, and we didn't do one. So rather than take the stream down, I just stuck it as private and I'll take it down soon. But yeah, you didn't miss one. There wasn't one. So yeah, get well soon to my black box co-host. Heather says Pep on Foden, typical. Yeah, what did you make of the Foden? I mean, it was exactly what we expected, but there's always a hope that he's going to give us something a bit more concrete, isn't there?
It's the hope that kills you, Az. Yep, the hope always. That kills you. Yeah, you hope that one day Pep's going to turn around and go, this is exactly what I'm doing.
But look at De Zerbi. De Zerbi is great. He's, you know, Ferguson injured, Verbruggen's going to start in goal again.
Yep.
Lamptey's out.
Postecoglou's the same, right? Richarlison's out. I don't know, like, Pep, come on, man.
Do you think he starts, Foden? No. Don't? No?
Well, I just think, why risk it? It's Luton. Luton have literally got no team.
I think he plays if De Bruyne's out again, like if he's still ill.
He's surely not still throwing
up. He's probably not still ill, is he? So.
No, he's got to be better by now. That was Tuesday, wasn't it? Mm. So I think he's probably better. I don't think he's going to risk it. He's playing against a Luton side that have literally got no players and also have lost Kabore, right? Because he's tied.
And Mengi. Mengi's out now.
Yeah, he's out as well. So they've got, I mean, I'm not sure who's playing at the back. Maybe you are. Are you making the
job.
Trip? Because,
call
you
up,
know,
Pep.
4.5 not million
Pep.
Defender. That's you,
Pep's
isn't
not
it?
Pep's not the manager of Luton.
Edwards call you up. Yep. You might be needed tomorrow. Get your cards ready.
What do you mean against Haaland? I reckon I could take him on his current form.
I'd love to see you try and take Haaland. That'd be brilliant.
He would absolutely ruin me. Ahmed, hello, says, I've got two free transfers and nothing to do. Should I do Son to Diaz? Do let us know with your questions, by the way, if you've got a wild card or not. Because I think transfers you're making this week and next are pretty much guided by whether you've still got that wild card, right? Because if you haven't got the wild card left, I wouldn't be losing Son. But if you're going to wild card him back in 35, then it's maybe better. But I don't think I'd lose Son ahead of Newcastle.
No, playing not up, when you know he's going to play up top. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wouldn't either. I've got Son. I'm going to hold him. And the other thing is with the Liverpool midfield is that we know that Jota's now back. So we might see some rotation there anyway across the double game week. I don't know. I think that Son, if you've got him, you hold him because he's got two double game weeks in the last few weeks of the season in 35 and 37 and a decent fixture this week. So I would hold.
We have a fake FPL Raptor in the chat who is now blocked.
You got rid.
Honestly, get a life. People pretending to be FPL accounts. Unless it's Madness. Buna, it's not funny. And even when it's Buna, it's a bit debatable. Matthew Kroll says, I'll start Foden and have Garnacho to come off if he's benched. Yeah, well, the risk with that is he comes on for 10 minutes. He was about to come on last week. And then they scored another one and he didn't bring him on.
But the reality is, Az, it's Luton. And they don't have a defence, so they're not going to need to bring him on with 10 minutes to go, are they?
I think he plays some minutes against Luton. I'm just saying. Unless he's not in the squad at all. Because I don't think he's going to play De Bruyne for a full game. So,
but he shouldn't need to. And he shouldn't need to risk Foden either.
Have you got Foden? You haven't got Foden. You've never had Foden, have you?
I've never had Foden. I don't know what I'm doing with Foden. Like, I feel like at some point I better bring him in because I've not owned him at all so far. I had KDB instead, didn't I? But yeah, I kind of feel like I'm dodging a bit of a bullet at the moment, but then I'll probably come back to haunt me, those words.
I mean, Heather in the chat says, I think I'm going to sell Foden. Was thinking of selling him for 34. Oh, I mean, it is a tough to know what to do with him. Selling him just... I mean, I sold him ahead of Villa thinking City going to win that game quite close, and it wasn't close, and he scored a hat trick. So, I mean, what if he starts against Luton, he could get anything.
But I don't think he will.
No.
Start against Luton.
Would you sell him if you had him?
Yeah, I think I might.
Oof.
Because I don't think he's going to play. Mm. Like, the Champions League is so... It's so tightly poised, that game now, for next Wednesday night.
But is there anything wrong with him? He had a dead leg. He's recovered from that, surely.
But who knows? I mean, has he actually had a dead leg? You know, I know that's what Pep said at the time, but he also said he hasn't seen the team today. Now, nobody believes that that's true, do they? I've not seen the team. Okay, Pep.
I don't think I'd sell him. It's worth the risk that he might start. And then just hope he gets... As long as you've got an all right person on your... If you've got like a Garnacho or someone on your bench, then I think you just take the potential for him to get 10, 15 minutes. Because if he starts, he could be top scorer this week.
Yeah, but he could also stay on the bench and get nothing and then you've just...
Yeah, but as long as you've got someone who can come on, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it depends on what your plans are for 35. If you're going to sell... Sorry, for 34. If you were going to sell them anyway for 34, then... I would sell him this week. If you were planning to hold him through 34, then I agree with what you've just said, yeah.
Amanda Hug and Kiss, very nice, says, is there a fake Drew Peacock? We're not going through that again. Oh, Drew Peacock, where are you?
Where are you, Drew? Come on, come back.
Schnapp says, is Foden to Mbomo a good punt this week?
Oh, I love the Mbomo pick.
No free hit, but wild card and bench boost left. Foden to Mbomo.
He's one of those players that nobody's going to have, but has got three great fixtures in the next 3 weeks. And because nobody's going to have them, I think could be a great differential.
He's looked really good since he's
really
come back.
Good, yeah. Jules and I had a fight about him on the pod because we both wanted him as our differential of the week. I think he's a great option this week, and I would do that move.
You would do it. No free hit.
Because you can free hit. You can wild card Foden back in later, closer to the double that he's got.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but that's because you've been once bitten, twice shy with the.
I know, with selling Foden.
It's haunting
me. I just think we need news. If there's any inkling that Foden's benched or not playing, I know we're not. I know we're not. But if there is, then I'd sell. If not, I'd probably hold.
Yeah.
Monkey Man's is having a terrible season, making 2 to 3 transfers per week to have fun and still beating my mate by 150 points. Well, they must be having an even worse season than you.
Yeah.
I can relate to a bad season this year. So, yeah, don't worry about it. So, all the cool kids are having bad seasons. It's absolutely fine.
Although, notice that I've got a green arrow. Can we mention this, please? That, look.
You have. Green. I know. 70 points you got this week. That was good.
I had a good week.
What did you say to me last thing? Don't bench Saka. What did I do? Bench Saka.
Oh, as I told you not to do that.
Mm. Do you know the worst thing about that, though, was I benched him for Sarabia. Sarabia scored. I was really happy with that.
Yeah.
On for 2 bonus. Yeah. On for a nice little 9-pointer. All good. Yeah. Wolves get that goal disallowed. Sarabia complains on the bench, gets a yellow, loses his bonus and a point. For the yellow, so it goes down to how can a player lose 2 points and not even on the bloody pit? That is my season in a nutshell. That is, and then Saka gets like a very unfortunate penalty on Brighton's side. A very fortunate penalty, I think. I think it probably was a pen by the letter of the law. But if Lamptey got a little bit more on the ball, like a fraction more, and the ball had just diverted a little bit more, that wouldn't have been a pen. So that, I mean, you're talking finest margins for that pen. I thought he was pretty anonymous in that game, Saka. Havertz, again, was the man.
He was, but I thought Saka was... I just don't think you can ever bench Saka. I think if you have him, you have to play him.
Well, I'm selling him this week.
Why do you keep dropping these bombshells on me? What is happening?
He's gone. I need the money. I can't afford him.
He's gone.
He's luxury.
Right. Stop. Who are you selling him for?
Havertz, to be fair.
And what are you doing with the money?
I mean, there's so much I can do with the money. I mean, sort out my defence that currently has Chris Richards on it and Bradley and Vardiol, who's not even going to play because Pep hates him, even though he was absolutely amazing. He can't, basically, Vardiol can't play against like the bottom teams, but stick him against Real Madrid and he's an absolute world beater.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't think there's going to be much between Saka and Havertz between now and the end of the season. You can quote me on that. There's a lot of money in it. It's about 1.5 million in it and I can use that money well elsewhere. So
we've got another bet coming on here, haven't we?
How many points? Okay, what's the max you think there would be between Saka and Havertz by the end, between now and the end of the season? So there's what, 6 game weeks left? I have 7 game weeks left, sorry. No, 6, sorry, 6 game weeks left, including a double.
25.
You think Saka outscores Havertz by 25 points?
No, you said to me, how many do I think the maximum points there could be difference between them?
Okay, so what would your bet be? What if you were going to make another bet?
I don't know if I want to make another bet with you because I'm already going to have to buy you dinner because of...
Okay, I'll give you terms. I don't think Saka outscores Havertz by more than 10 points between now and the end of the season. That's a pretty good bet, I think, on your part.
All right, and what are we betting? Because we've already got a bet on dinner, so we can't be on dinner again.
It can't be on dinner again, can it?
I'm not buying you 2 dinners.
A football shirt of the other's choosing.
Oh, God.
I think that's a good bet on your part. 10 points, Saka the designated penalty taker.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Dennis Robertson says everyone get on Saka. We all know it has give a 50-50 bet. It always go wrong. I don't know. I'm pretty confident on the Haaland one. He did absolutely nothing. 164 to 134. He's 30 points ahead.
Which is the term I wanted. I wanted 30 points and you screwed me over by making it 20.
You settled for 20. So is Alvarez going to outscore Haaland by 10 points between now and the end of the season? Probably not even in the team at the moment.
He's going to score this weekend. 5. Yeah. 5 goals against Luton. All Alvarez.
It's fine.
None of them assisted by Foden, who's not going to play.
Well, let us know what everyone thinks of that. Michael Scott's on my side. Havertz over Saka, the way to go. Oh, I don't know why I've done that to myself, but here we go. Indy Bias is what happened to the Alvarez Haaland, but it's still going. Yeah, we said, didn't we? By the end of that was quite an easy one. By the end of the season, if Haaland has outscored Alvarez by 20 points or more, then I win. 20 points or then more, or is it got to be more than 20 points?
It's got to be more than 20 points.
So 21 or more points.
Correct.
So if it's 20 points, I lose.
Correct.
Okay. You just got yourself an extra point there.
Exactly.
I like it. Yeah, very, very clever. Jack Aldridge, Captain Haaland or Salah? Not there for deadline. All leagues.
I was Captain in Salah. And then I left Villa Park and looked at my phone and was like, what's happened to Liverpool?
Mm.
And then I came home and I said to Lee, what happened to Liverpool? And he went, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, that was a brave, rah, rah, brave rah, rah, question. Rah, rah,
rah, rah, rah. And I was like, oh my God, my brain can't compute that. And I said, look, what is the outcome of that rant? Because I currently have the armband on Salah. He was like, I wouldn't be captain in Salah this week on that performance. Now, the reality is that Liverpool aren't going to be that bad, surely, again. However, I think I'm going to captain Haaland.
Mm. So you're confident Haaland plays?
Yeah.
It's the one you'd want Alvarez for, right?
Yeah. I think Haaland plays. I think Haaland starts and comes off on 60 minutes when he scored.
I think it's close between them, isn't it, this week? It's a tough one.
I think Palmer's in there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Palmer's in there. And the Monday night game, which is nice.
Yep. If Spurs weren't the early kickoff, I'd also fancy Son against that Newcastle defence. He got 17 points against them in the reverse of the fixture.
I know. So if all games were on Monday night, you'd fancy Son.
If all games were on Monday night, I'd fancy Son.
That's such a weird way of picking a captain, isn't it?
Oh, I know. It's stupid, isn't it?
It's so dumb. Imagine how nice it would be just getting that captain out of the way. Nice little hat trick in the early kickoff. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Got a green arrow.
No, Az, I can't, because honestly, it's the one exception. Sometimes I make an exception for the 12:30 rule, not very often, but I never will for Spurs. Because genuinely, if Son blanks and Spurs lose, my whole weekend is done. Mm. My bad mood will be like, I'll just be a horrible person to be around. Mm. And I know I would be. So I won't do it to my family.
I won't do it to my family. I love that.
I will spare Lee and the children the horrendousness of having me around, if that happens.
Here's a good one from FPL Don. Would you get Haaland if you didn't own him? How worried about him would you be if you didn't have him?
Yeah, I would be worried. I'd get him. Because it's got the double coming up as well towards the back end of the season. So I think if you invest in like Haaland now, then you've got him for the next...
I guess it depends who you're taking out and how... Because like if you're having to find 7 million in the bank somewhere, you have to take out, you know, like a Salah or a Son or someone to get him, then probably not. But if you can kind of... If you've kind of got an easy route to him with two free transfers, then maybe. But...
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do it for more than a minus four.
No, we've just seen, haven't we, time and time again, Haaland at Luton looks an unbelievably good fixture. But we have got captain options with Salah and Palmer,
like
I've mentioned. So you can take a risk on someone else. And how many times have we brought in a player with a great fixture and they've not delivered for us?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't move heaven and earth for him, but obviously I'd want him if I could get him.
I would agree with what you've just said, yeah.
I like James C. Ditch Haaland for Calvert-Lewin. You know, I'm considering Calvert-Lewin for the double.
My God. What is that review today? What did they give you when you went to PLP? Did they give you something?
I'm planning a minus four, right, with my transfers, which would be Saka, Darwin and Sarabia out for Havertz, Luis Diaz and Calvert-Lewin.
At this point,
I'm so sick of Darwin. I'm so sick of him. He's got me a couple assists last few weeks, but that guy.
So who? So say this again. You're going to sell Saka and Darwin.
Yeah.
And who else?
Sarabia.
So all three of them. Everyone else should transfer in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And give them the armband.
Yeah. But Luis Diaz is in good form, and he had a little rest last night. Havertz, we've talked about already, and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Yeah.
Who can only score if the goalkeeper hits it off of him or if it's a penalty.
So can Darwin.
Touché.
It's basically like for like.
I think, yeah, except that... one plays for Liverpool and one plays for Everton.
Yeah, people aren't happy with that move.
No, well, just because you're mental as. But
Dennis Robertson says I'm on drugs. That's nice. That's nice.
What's Drew got to say for himself? Is Drew around?
No, Drew Peacock isn't here.
Oh, he would have had a comment to make about those transfers.
He would. Delia says Pep will start Haaland to give him the chance to score big again to help his confidence before the Real Madrid match, but I think he will bench Foden. I think that's probably the most likely.
Yeah,
that's what I. That's I'm what I. Delia. That's what I would predict, but I wouldn't be massively surprised if he reversed it.
You can't predict anything so Pep's hard. Really doing, but that's what I would do if I was Pep.
She also mentioned Havertz being benched in the predicted lineups, but we're not going to talk about that because why would we?
why would we sell him? Why would we sell Saka for him?
Indy Barges asks, how much you've had to drink before coming on the stream? Nothing at all. I was up at 6:30 on the FPL show. This is me at my mentally best. I'm still coming out with stuff like bringing in Calvert-Lewin. At least I'm not talking about Maguire again. Remember you last week talking about Maguire?
Well...
You weren't happy with that, were you?
No, but I'm not happy with a lot of the things that you say on these streams.
CG Bourne has thoughts on João Pedro's minutes. Pretty good, I reckon, because everyone's injured, literally. And Ciso's out now. You seen that?
Yeah.
And Ciso's out, Ferguson's out. You know, we've got no one that can play. It's gonna, Lallana can't play every game between now and the end of the season. We've got no one that can play on the left anymore. I think Pedro probably plays every game from now on. I think he has to.
And he's on pens.
I think he's an all right pick. But the fixtures are just a bit rough. We've got Burnley, which looks good, and then it's quite tough. We've got our double doesn't look great in 37. Was it Newcastle and
Chelsea?
Was Newcastle and Chelsea for an attacker, for a Pedro, might be all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy the defence, but all right, an attack.
Yeah. If your copycat says, doesn't Calvert-Lewin have a hammy issue?
That would be just such an ass thing to do.
He's got tightness in his hamstring, I believe Deitch said. But whatever that means. I think they need him. They need the points. Can he play two games in a week when the double comes around? That's the worry, isn't it? But I generally think he's an all right pick. His underlying stats are good. He's got pedigree in the Premier League before. It looks like he's coming into some kind of confidence. His penalties have been good.
Are you just trying to talk yourself into this or me?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
I love you. You're brilliant.
As that is something I wouldn't do, but it's your team. Go if you like. Good luck. Thank you, Calm. It's nice to have a bit of support.
Friday afternoon.
As we go forward. Spaghetti, ate Nori or Reguilon, Nunes or Tony for free transfers?
Well, ain't Nori's travelling, isn't he?
In the squad, O'Neill has said.
Yeah, travelling with the squad. So that's, I think he'll be fine. So he's all right. And he's got a double. Reguilon's got great fixtures, but no double. Mm-hmm. Ain't Nori. I'd rather have ain't Nori over Reguilon for sure. I would rather have Nunes over Tony just for the potential upside of and carnage.
So the banter.
Yeah.
There's so little... This is what annoys me most about Darwin. There's so little carnage. He doesn't do anything. People talk like he's getting 15 points one week, getting point the
carnage,
next.
The carnage is him missing the target. That's the carnage.
He hasn't had a double-digit return since game week 21 when he got 11 points against Bournemouth. And before that, he got a double-digit haul in game week 10 against... He had three double-digit hauls all season. And the rest is basically twos, ones and fours or fives. He's a bad...
But he's got a double coming up. When you've sold him and he goes off in the double and you're left with Dominic Calvert-Lewin and his 2 points...
I mean, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound great. Gabrielle, says David Thorne. Any worries that he gets a 1 point cameo? Yeah, he's not been in hasn't been spotted in training, has he?
No, and this worries me. So my transfer in this week was Udogi to Gabriel. I haven't done it yet because I always wait for Friday's presses. But now I don't know what to do about that.
You've got to stop calling him Udogi, by the way. It's a doggy.
No, I can't call him Udogi. It sounds wrong.
That's his name.
I know, but in my head it's wrong. I call him... Did I do... I'm going to tell you actually what I call him when he's playing.
Bad boy.
No, you don't. No. Oh, my God. No, I don't call him that either. Oh, this stream's descending.
Without any context, that's a really weird line on my part.
That was for a long time. long time ago as well that Madison's a bad boy
James
comment.
Madison. Yeah.
I actually don't think I said he was a bad boy, did I? I think I said he's not a bad boy. He's got a wife and three kids.
Maybe. Maybe you didn't. In my mind, you said I love a bad boy. That's
I did say that. But then I think I said, but James Madison isn't a bad boy because he's got a wife and three kids. But somehow it's become that I've said that James Madison is some sort of...
If anyone can find the episode where Sam admitted to being a bad boy, do let us know.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Let's go back to Gabrielle.
So you were going to sell Bad Boy a Doggy.
I still probably will for Gabrielle. However, because I can go for Ben White instead, but Ben White is more expensive than Gabrielle, and I would rather have Gabrielle. And if I go for Ben White instead, it kind of screws up my plans for my budget for the double game week. Now I don't know what to do because I've got two transfers. So I'm a bit lost at sea as.
Gabrielle will play. There's no way he's not going to play against Villa.
What is even wrong with him? He just wasn't in training. Maybe he's gone for a wee.
Yeah, could anything. There's so many things. I'm not buying it at all. There's been no mention of an injury. There's no sign that he was injured in the Bayern Munich game.
No, he seemed fine in the Munich game.
Like a few people have said in the chat, he's probably just doing a bit of gym work or something, like not on the pitch. He'll be fine. I'd be amazed if he didn't start.
Well, I think I'm going to bring him in anyway, because if he is injured, it's not going to be a long-term injury, is it?
No. He's not injured. They can't bench him against Villa. They need him. Villa are a good side.
I agree.
This is a massive game for them against Villa, for both teams, because Villa can't afford to slip up anymore, you know, between now and the end of the season with Spurs levelling points with them a game in hand.
Yep.
And Arsenal can't slip up because they've got two teams bringing down the next.
Agreed.
Yeah, he'll play. I wouldn't worry. I'd just do it. Mo.
I don't think he'll come on, though.
This is an interesting one. Start Solanke versus Man United or Gordon versus Spurs? I've seen quite a few people benching Gordon this week.
You can't bench Gordon in a home game.
You can't. That's what I keep saying.
You can't bench Gordon in a home game. I would start both of these. Who else you got?
You can't change the question. The question is, would you start Solanke or Gordon?
Yeah, but there's other players I reckon you could have. Like, you got Foden. I bench Foden.
I've seen some squads where it's difficult. If you've got Salah, Son, Saka, Solanke, Gordon, Haaland, Palmer. Who'd you bench out of them?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't know, but...
It's got you thinking, isn't it?
But you can't... Okay, so if it has to be between these two, then I'd bench Solanke. Simply because you can't bench Gordon in a home match. And that Spurs defence is... I mean, I watch them every week. They're terrible. They concede every week.
Even with Van de Ven?
Oh, that man.
He's so lovely, isn't he? He did a nice little interview. Oh. He came across with a big smile on his face. Great goal as well. What a hit.
I mean, he's literally perfect. He is... I'd have nothing else to say about Van de Ven apart from that he is perfection personified.
And you still think Gordon's going to get something against him?
Well, he will, because we will concede.
Well, he
but
will.
But Van de Ven will be brilliant out there anyway. We will always concede one, at least. And that fixture's got both of them attacking in it, hasn't it?
Sokhan says Arteta's playing mind games, as usual, with Gabriel. Could well be.
Oh, yeah, or maybe he was having a wee.
Jamie Smith says, would you sell an Arsenal defender to get 8 Nouri? I'd get Raya as well with 2-3 transfers. So still have double Arsenal defence. So... Raya
my immediate reaction was no until I read the Raya bit. Yeah, I don't mind that. The thing with 8 Nouri is that he's not going to continue to play in that very, very advanced position when players come back from injury, is he? But he still will attack just from a more defensive stance rather than all-out attack, which he is at the moment.
Cut that from Mo. As exactly the 7 that I said. Saka, Salah, Son, Palmer, Isak, Gordon, Solanke.
See, now maybe I feel slightly differently now. Yeah, because maybe I feel slightly differently now because he's got Isak and Gordon there. I'm afraid, Mo, whatever comes here, you're benching some points.
Yeah, I think they both do well. I haven't got Solanke, and I'm worried. I'm glad I've got Isak.
I haven't got either of them two.
Kombogla says, as in Sam, would either of you with your respective partners go and do Mr. and Mrs. on FPL Juice?
Though Mr. and Mrs. Plonker. Ask if we would do it together.
Did you and me? Have you seen the FPL Juice episode?
I have, yeah.
If you haven't seen it and you're watching this, I mean, make sure the kids aren't around if you've got any. But oh my God, that is some of the funniest. I mean, I would call it FPL. It's not FPL content even remotely, but it is so
funny. Most of FPL
funny.
Juice isn't FPL content.
That's true. That's not
it
why we watch
epic. It. It is epic. That is not why you watch Juice. You watch Juice for the epic fun.
It was so funny. Yeah, as Delia says, Yellow and I are on Streamception next Saturday, I think it is. I don't know if they'll be doing something then, but it won't be as good as that because that was peak content. Would you and Lee do one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have done a Mr. and Mrs. for the Premier League before, Mr. and Mrs. FPL
I bet that
game.
Was a bit tamer.
It was
then.
Different. It was very, very different. Yeah, the questions that we got asked were
you didn't
not...
do most erogenous body part on the,
we
for,
did
the,
not.
For the official
we did
FPL
not.
Show.
We actually answered questions about FPL, funnily enough. Yeah, we'd do it.
How about Juice are like, oh yeah, we could have done that.
Yeah, could have actually asked some FPL related questions.
It was very funny. Do check out FPL Juice if you haven't already. Kuna, what do you think about Kuna, FPL Macum? If Kuna starts this week, is his two fixtures better than Haaland's one?
Wait, this is where we are, isn't it? Like, I really like him as an option. He was my original third forward target for the double. And this is part of the reason why I don't want to get Ben White, because at the moment I would then have the budget, if I so chose, to make Munez Cunha for the double. But I want to sell Haaland for him. I'm not sure about that.
Mm.
Because you're going to want Haaland back in again, aren't you?
Unless you're wildcarding in 35.
Unless you're wildcarding, yeah. If you're wildcarding, I'd take the punt.
Would you rather have Haaland versus Brighton or Kuna with two games? But one of them's Arsenal. He's probably not getting anything in that.
Haaland versus Brighton. Sorry, Az.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do it then?
I'd only do it if you thought that if I had a wildcard left and I was wildcarding straight after.
Mm.
And I really, really, really wanted to go all in on the doublers.
Mm.
But I wouldn't be tempted to sell Haaland. I don't really understand the sell Haaland rhetoric at the moment.
No, boy, definitely don't do it this week. And like you say, you're going to want him for 37. I guess there's good strikers like Calvert-Lewin that people want.
Is anyone else worried about us today?
Everyone back him again. What about Trent and wildcarding and can afford Trent? Do you think Trent's going to be an option for us in the double? Let's say he plays 30 minutes.
I think it's a massive risk. I don't think Trent's going to play both games in the double, do you?
No, I think Klopp's comments were pretty clear on it, weren't they? He wasn't ready
against Atalanta.
It wasn't that he wasn't ready to start, so it was that he wasn't ready to play any minutes.
No. So, you know, he's not ready. They've got a fixture this weekend. They've got the Atalanta game now, that they've an away trip as well, by the way. They've got to travel there. That they've somehow got to win 4-0. It's going to have to be Darwin time in that one. And then the double.
Mm.
I just don't think Trent's going to get enough minutes to warrant.
Nor do I. I mean, he might be. I say he might be an option from 35, but we're going to be going for doubles. We're going for doublers, aren't we? That's when Liverpool are going to be out. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Trent. I don't think you're going to be making our team. Pudge 278. Start 3. Gabriel, Aitnori, Bradley, and Gusto, with Petrovic as the goalkeeper. Well, surely that rules out Gusto. You're not going to double up on Chelsea defence, are you? That seems.
I have at the moment.
Oh God, no! I think Bradley starts. I think Gabriel starts.
Bradley will start. I would start Gabriel, Aitnori, and Bradley, because if Aitnori doesn't start, he's not going to come on, and then Bradley and Gusto can come off the bench.
Everton will score against Chelsea. I'm sure they will.
Well, so as I've got to choose between Petrovic and Pickford playing each other on Monday night.
Yeah. I guess you back the home team, don't you? You back Chelsea.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, could bench Gusto, but...
I think both concede, though. That makes you feel
Dominic
better.
Calvert-Lewin. Why are you so obsessed with Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
I just think he's good. Great player.
Okay.
Do I? I'm really kind of picking him
You're
up.
Really, like...
Yeah, I don't know why I feel like this. I actually don't really like him that much. He's been awful to me in the past. Do you remember that spell when he went, like, he was just scoring every week right at the start of this, under Ancelotti? He had like 7 in 7 or something ridiculous. I didn't own him for any of that. I think he got a hat-trick in one game. I didn't remember any of it. Yeah.
So why do you want him now?
I don't know. I'm desperate. I just need someone.
My love.
I just need someone to step up. It's painful. Man City defenders, says Amar. Any interest in a Man City defender?
Problem is, the ones I would be interested in are kind of injured.
Mm.
You've got one.
I have. I have got Vardial, who I think looks like FPL General. Thoughts?
I've got to get him up.
Some of them see his face. I'm like, oh, there's Mark. There's FPL General. Doesn't look so much like him in his profile picture on FPL, but
no,
generally
but
speaking.
Actually, now that you've said it, I can see
kinda
it.
Kind of see it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see it now you've said that.
Yeah, see? That's going to... I mean, for some people, that's going to make it a lot better. For other people, it might ruin him. I think Vardiol's the pick if you're going to get one. He has not been good in the last two games. He was awful, I thought, against Palace. Genuinely awful. And I saw him starting against Real Madrid and I thought, oh, this could be the end of him. And he was brilliant. It was definitely his best performance for Man City. So I think he comes back in against Luton. I think they kind of need him because they've really got anyone who can play on the left.
Yeah,
I like him as a medium to long-term punt. If you're looking for someone just for the next couple of weeks, Tony mentions him in the chat, Rico Lewis. I like Rico Lewis at 4-2.
Yeah, but the problem is, I think, if you're investing in Man City, you'd want them to be not a short-term pick because of the double being not until 37. Yeah. And so that would... I don't know, Rico Lewis feels like a risky pick. It feels like a transfer you might need to transfer out again towards the back end of the season.
And he blocks you if you've got Haaland and if you've got Foden, for example, you want to get Foden, then that's your other Man City defender. Yeah, I mean, he started the last three, scored against Palace. I think there's a good chance he carries on playing. I think if there's an injury to Stones, then I think Rico Lewis is pretty nailed because he'll be the one that kind of starts inverting in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's maybe too big a gamble right now. Let's just wait and see how it kind of plays out.
I also don't necessarily think that a City defender is that important. Right
no,
now.
They're awful. Honestly, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Why did you get a City defender?
I don't know. It was one of those ones where it kind of almost seemed too good to be true. 4.8 million defender when they've got no other options. And it is too good to be true because he's rubbish. The thing with Vardiol is he does well on the bonus. When they do keep a clean sheet and he's played, he does well. He has got a shot on him too.
Like as we saw.
As we saw against Real Madrid. And he's had a couple of chances. He had a really good chance against Palace. He was unmarked at the back post and just hit it completely wide. Got a potential, but I don't know if I'd be advising people to get him. We've got to talk about Chris Wood. Everyone's asking us about Chris Wood. Monkey Man says, why aren't you talking about Wood? And an angry shrug. No,
at least it's not Droopy Peacock that's asked that.
Where is... It's not Droopy.
You knew what I meant.
Yeah. It's not Drew.
No, that's what I mean. At least it's not him that's asking
at
about
At least it's
Wood.
Not Drew.
Yeah, asking about
You can't
Wood.
Just call him Droopy, though. That's the kind
no,
of...
No, I am now. I'm beyond this stream.
Where is Droopy?
I don't know. It's a bit sad that he's not here, to be honest, because he'd have liked that question.
He would have liked that, yeah.
I think we're not talking about Chris Wood because he doesn't have a double game week and because everyone's talking about Dominic Calvert-Lewin, apparently, and
he's a man.
Darwin Nunes and obviously Haaland. Like, there's all of those kind of... the thing with Wood is he's been quietly going about his business. So if you can get him in, then I think he's a great differential, actually, for the next few weeks. But it's just that there's no double.
4 goals in his last 4 games.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He has played Luton, Palace, Fulham, Spurs. Fulham and Spurs, not the easiest. Palace and Luton, not too bad. I mean, he's got Wolves, Everton, Sheffield United and Burnley.
Yeah.
They're four of
nice
the last
fixtures.
Six. Yeah. Yeah, just hasn't got the double. I don't know. I just don't really like Forest that much.
Don't tell Mark.
Well, it's not that I don't mind them as a club. I just don't really like their style of play. I'm just not sure... There's not much about
that,
them, is
this
there?
This is why Az wasn't. This is where Mark really didn't want to join the
I told him about
it?
This
because you
like,
told him this.
Not.
You were like, "I'm never streaming with you ever again."
Yeah, it's probably fair. I don't know. I think they're in trouble. Well, we'll get them out of it. Yeah, probably. He's become a bit.
He's
of
playing
a,
really well.
He has become a bit of a hero. He was kind of only bought, wasn't he, from Burnley? We thought just to just to kind of steal their main striker, which worked effectively, and now he might save them again. Fair play to him. Yeah. Let's take a couple more before we finish. V says Rico Lewis is a luxury transfer. Yeah, I think I probably agree with that. Sanjaya says, how about Darwin to Werner?
No. Like, honestly, I actually think Werner's been all right for Spurs. Like, he settled in nicely. But the man... He can't hit a barn door.
Darwin to Werner has to be the most sideways move, hasn't it?
One who can't finish their dinner with another one who can't finish their dinner. And the one who can't finish his dinner, one of them's got a double and one's got a blank.
Mm.
I definitely wouldn't want to triple up on Spurs ahead of a blank game week in 30.
Nah, you keep Darwin. I think that's a fairly easy one.
If you want to go for Werner after, then all right.
Yeah.
But not ahead of
34. No, I agree. And it's Palace at home as well. That's a good one. I think that's probably... Oh, we'll take one more from KnifeFan361. Would you play Conor Gallagher or Brennan? Oh, you've got to change that name, KnifeFan. That's a weird name that I keep reading out on these streams. It'd be more like Droopy. would you play Conor Gallagher or Brennan Johnson this week?
Brennan Johnson.
Yeah, I agree with that. Although Conor Gallagher has been doing well.
He has been doing really well.
Lately.
But...
So is Brennan.
So is Brennan. And the Newcastle defence is poor.
Yeah. Good. Last question from James C. You mentioned not finishing dinner. What is for dinner, Sam?
Oh, I don't know. Is Lee in the chat?
He is.
Lee, can we get a takeaway?
I'm getting a takeaway tonight.
Oh,
I'm going home to see my parents, Chinese.
I don't want to cook as I'm so tired. I've got to take the kids to an exercise class in a minute. I'm going to be literally dead.
Come on, Lee. Sort it out. Get the family a nice Chinese or a nice
Indian.
No,
not
Indian.
Them. I don't want to... No, not them. Not the kids. We'll feed them before.
Not the Chinese. What?
No, not the kids.
Not the kids.
Like, is that we can just have a nice... I actually haven't seen Lee since Monday. But like, because he was away, then I was away. I saw him for a brief hug and a chat about Liverpool where we went, rah, 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 don't Captain Salah. Mm. And that was it. So we'd sit down, we feed the kids. Maybe we feed the kids at the gym and then we get a takeaway.
Feed the kids at the gym? We're going to feed them a protein shake, send them on their way.
No, the gym's really nice. It's got a lounge and they do really good food. And the kids' meals are really nice. They're healthy.
And you're going to get a Chinese?
I doubt if we'll get a Chinese. There is not a good Chinese where we live as.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mm. Yeah, there's very good Thai, but I kind of feel like we've had a lot of Thais lately.
Lee's up.
Yes!
There we go.
And on that bombshell.
On that bombshell, let's finish up. You can go get your takeaway. Thanks for joining me.
I'll do a gym class first, Az. Oof. Ooh, 45 minutes ablaze.
Right, you go do your gym class, earn that takeaway.
And then I'm going for a sleep.
Don't feed the kids tonight.
Don't bring in Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
No.
Unless you've not had a drink before you do it.
I don't think I should bring him in this. Not if he's got this tight hamstring. I probably shouldn't do it.
If you bring in Dominic Calvert-Lewin who's got a tight hamstring and he doesn't start, and I bring in Gabriel and he doesn't start.
Well, I think he'd be on my bench this week because he's like my kind of Sarabia. It's basically, do I do Saka and Darwin to Havertz and Diaz for a hit? That doesn't seem worth it, now that I say it.
Well, have you only got one free transfer this week?
I've got two.
Why don't you just use one of them this week and think about Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
Then just do the Saka to Havertz move.
I don't like that either. Why do you want to do that?
Because I've got to use a transfer.
What was the other part of the move?
Well, I can't do Saka to Havertz and Darwin to Diaz, can I? Because they're different positions.
I don't understand. Darwin to Diaz.
If I wanted to do Darwin to Diaz, I'd have to do three transfers.
Oh, I see.
You see? Because I couldn't afford, it's not just like for like, is it?
No. I can't help you, I'm afraid.
No.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, thanks. I'm well aware.
You either.
I think I have to do the Saka to Havertz move, because that frees up some budget, gives me two transfers going into the double, and then I can make a decision then.
Would you captain Havertz in the double?
I'd be tempted, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be tempted.
On that basis, I don't object to you selling Saka.
Okay. I think I'd feel more confident captaining Havertz in the double than Saka.
Wow.
Minutes management. Unless Havertz does get a rest, but I just can't see it the way he's playing. He's too important.
But they do have a lot of players that they could.
A lot of what?
Players.
Players.
Players that they could rotate. So they've obviously got like the Martinellis, the Reece Nelsons. There's a lot of players at Arsenal that they could rotate based upon the fact that they've got a big Champions League match in midweek.
Mm. It's hard to predict, isn't it? The one thing we do know is that Saka probably starts, because he always starts if he's available.
And if you Saka's were right, fit, he starts.
Yeah, you were right to call that out.
He never comes off the bench. So if Saka's fit, he starts. But Havertz could get a rest at some point. And it would just be your luck, Az. That's all I'm saying. with the way that your season's gone, your luck would have it that you would sell Saka this week, bring in Havertz, only to find Havertz is on the bench and comes on for a one-pointer, whereas...
Saka well, Havertz has started every game since game week 20. Oh, except for one. He missed Forest away, played 19 minutes.
You know what that means.
He's due.
Just saying.
Oh dear!
No, right. I don't think it's a massive risk. I'm just winding you up.
I get it. I think I've just been banging on about Havertz for so long. I think I just need to put my money where my mouth is and do it.
I don't hate it. I just don't. I do hate selling Saka though.
Yeah.
I think that feels like a transfer that you're going to look at. You'll do it. Then the next morning you wake up and go, why have I sold Saka?
Yeah, 191 points he's got this season. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, he's quite good. And he seems to be on penalties again now, taking the last three.
Mm. Yeah. Right, I'm going to go ponder that.
You go back to your mum and your dad, to get yourself a Chinese.
I will.
I'll go to the gym and then discuss with my husband what kind of takeaway we're going to get.
Love it. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Do make sure you've liked the video, that you're subscribed to the channel. And Sam and I will see you next week.
Yes. See you next week, everyone. Green arrows.
Bye. Bye.